have my Kenwood 520. I think that was back in about 2014. I was well, it was actually before that, because I was first licensed on 12-12-12. So that's the year 12 of 2012. But that old Kenwood, I've got a, it's paired up with an Electrovoice 638 high Z mic, which is exactly what the Kenwood wants. And that unit together, I always got a lot of comments on the audio quality. They would tell me, you know, really great audio. And with the ICOM 756 Pro, I get a lot of 5.9s, but nobody really tells me how great the audio is.
Interesting. Yeah, those Kenwoods, I always thought sounded good. That's why I guess I wanted to get one sometime. I think I had the MC50 Kenwood mic, but I bet that Electrovoice would be excellent mic with that radio, now that you say that. Interestingly, the guy that owned Electrovoice was half owner of Tentec. Al Kahn was a co-founder of Tentec. So this Orions actually have a balanced input mic on the front panel. And I was reading somewhere some of the history is he actually wanted to just put an XLR connection, like a professional mic connector, on the front instead of a ham radio style mic plug on there. But I think to make their old microphones compatible, they ended up going with like a 4-pin on the original Orion, and then they went with the JSU 8-pin style on the Orion 2. But it still has a balanced, you know, 2 pins are your plus and minus mic connection, and it's a balanced input on the radio. So that's interesting history there, but interesting on your Kenwood, with the Electrovoice, you get the comments, so that's kind of neat.